We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Greg. Hey, winningest active IndyCar driver, Scott Dixon, driving for Chip Ganassi right here. Chip Ganassi Racing in Fox Chapel with us here in our Y108 studios. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's actually, I was here last year, too, when Chip and I were trying to sort out our deal, so it's good to be back.
That's nice. You didn't draft anybody on the parkways on the way in or anything like that, did you?
There was no drafting, man. It was just, you would just stop, go, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. So the traffic's crazy here in the morning.
It is. Yeah. Red flags for all the morning hours.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
We needed some sirens and some lights, but nobody was helping us out.
So you're gonna start in the 18th position Sunday. Your last win at Windy was at Indy was 2008 when you started into pole position. Does that factor into the race? I mean, you're doing 500 miles. I mean, the pole position is a great place to start, but does it not even out after, 250 miles or so?
I guess there's probably fewer people. Well, there's very few people that have won from the pole. I think, I don't know the exact number there, but, I think the last few years we've seen actually, I think, there hasn't been too many win outs inside the top 15. It's been kind of a strange occurrence, I think, in the last few years, and maybe the style of racing's changed. You know, qualifying for us was definitely not what we expected. We had a few mistakes, I think, in the way we approached the weekend. The car, I think, was definitely a lot faster than that. We'd, showed that we were kind of more on the top sort of six or eight in that configuration. We know we're also at a little bit of a deficit, I think, to the other manufacturer that we compete against, for the 500. But, the race car was very strong. We had one of our last practices yesterday and we were in the top four there. So, the car is good, I think, in race trim. Qualifying, we just didn't get the most out of it.
My wife has a Honda SUV. Is that the same thing you basically drive?
Pretty much the same, yeah. If it's like a CRV or an MDX, man, it's the same. The same running gear. Yeah. We just turn the turbo off a little bit,
I can tell her. She's
cut
got
the roof
button.
Off and away we go.
She's got the button that says sport. And I say, don't hit that. Scott's going to be right in your tail.
You're
going to
be in trouble with you hit the sport.
You're going to get your helmet on for that button. Yeah.
Scott Dixon is with us, third on the all-time IndyCar win list in American Champion Cars, only behind AJ Foyt and Mario Andretti.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think when we sort of started breaking into the top five and, it was AJ Foyt, Mario Andretti, the Unsers, it was just kind of crazy to hear Dixon in the mix there as well. But, it's been an amazing pleasure to be partnered up with Chip. I think this is maybe my 18th or 19th season with this team. So, we've definitely achieved a lot. I think all but one of the 44 wins have been with Chip. So it's been very successful, but you got to keep knocking on the door. And last year to get our fifth championship too, which put us into, pretty rare air. The only person that's won more championships is AJ Foyt. So, we've definitely jumped up there and hopefully this year we'll be going for our sixth and hopefully our second Indianapolis 500.
Oh, I hope so. Well, what does it cost to a team to race at Indy? I mean, it seems like unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard to equate, I guess, because there's so many programs. Like, I think to do a one-off, even these days, when you do a one-off, you typically partner with other teams because there's so many programs, right? You've got an aerodynamics program with wind tunnels, you have shaker rigs, you have, engineering groups that are working on, drag efficiencies and uprights and gearboxes and all the mechanical side of things. So it's nothing that you can just kind of turn up, buy the parts and and really run. We kind of saw that actually this year with McLaren. They tried to start. This is a global team that missed the 500 with Fernando Alonso. So it's very difficult to just kind of rock up and hope for the best. So it's millions of dollars. It's nothing cheap. I think even the tire bill is going to be very expensive. When you go through about 40 sets of tires for that race. So it's it is an expensive sport but there's such a great media buzz and hit. This is still the largest one-day sporting event in the world with over 400,000 people in attendance. So it's exciting to be a part of, and you just hope that you get the lucky chance to hope you can win.
If you don't think it's expensive, that's why he has PNC Bank on his hat and on his car.
PNC have been fantastic, and obviously a hometown hit here.
So you brought up Fernando. Whenever he did the car swap with Jimmy Johnson this year, you know, I was following that because I'm a big Johnson guy.
Yeah.
But whenever you did your car swap with Jamie McMurray,
yeah,
have you thought about getting back into a stock car?
So I think the stock car guys have actually had the better side of it, to be honest. Because, you know, when I did it with Jamie McMurray, he got to drive the IndyCar at Alabama at Barber Motorsports Park, which is a fantastic circuit.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go to Talladega and kind of cruise around by myself. I'm sure with, you know, 40 other crazies on the track, it would be a totally different, scenario. But,
yeah,
Jimmy Johnson, he's a good friend. He was actually in Indy this week and got to catch up with him. But they did the car swap, and I think, you know, they're going to release that video. Is it today, maybe?
I think of
how that all played out. But it just shows you, you know, I think, you know, Jimmy's kind of looking at a bit of crossover, but Fernando Alonso has done an amazing job of, you know, crossing over in different areas and different expertise as far as, you know, doing Le Mans 24 hours, trying to do Indy 500, he's trying to win, you know, the Triple Crown and all the big races, you know, around the world. So it's, I think, helped a lot of drivers sort of, you know, at least talk to, you know, their team owners and stuff and be able to, you know, sort of break out and do something outside of the normal realm.
How do you train for this? I mean, you guys are in great shape. I mean, it takes an incredible amount of strength.
Like anything, you know, you're trying to push the boundaries, and you know, these circuits are very tough. You're getting to almost 5 or 6 G in the corners. The races can be, you know, 2 hours to 3.5 hours at the 500. You know, your average heart rate's going to be 150 to 200 beats per minute. You know, it's basically like a triathlon, you know, so you're looking for any advantage. So if you can train a little bit harder and mentally keep your mind free, you know, this is, you're also multitasking a lot of things, whether it's changing, you know, the cross weight in the car to talking on the radio, the strategy, the fuel positions, you know, the different pages on the steering wheel, trying to, you know, change the roll bars. So there's a lot of things that go through the process of the race. And, you know, if you can think clearly, especially for that last sort of 15 minutes or 30 minutes when you're trying to win it, better than the person next to you, then you know, that's going to make the difference. So yeah, we train pretty much 2 hours a day every day, or 6 days a week, and then 3 or 4 days a week it will be another 2 hours in the afternoon. You know, but it's a lot of reaction work, a lot of strength, a lot of, you know, the list goes on. But
sure,
it's like anything. You know, if you want to be the best, you got to push it to the limit.
Well, keep Y108 on that radio in the car. Yes. You get good music.
Yeah. You got to have the music. It helps.
Listen, we wish you a lot of luck on Sunday. You're a class act, and you know that. And our thanks to you and Chip and the whole team for allowing you to come here and spend some time with us this morning.
No, thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
Thanks, man.
The best of the best. Scott Dixon with us here on Y108. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you.
What a ball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.